My name is Jenny McCartney. Changes I'd like to see. I'd like to see people learning more about our culture. People could learn to live and hunt like they used to. Why I like the reserve. I like the reserve because it tries to teach language and keep some of the culture. Advantages of living on the reserve. We get free medicine and we don't pay tax. We hunt and fish when we want, and we can pay minimum due for housing.
Hello, my name is Kenneth Ostrowski, and today I will be talking about trees. I am worried about trees being cut because animals need trees to eat and some for living in. If there are no more trees, we will not be able to build houses anymore. We will also need food that grows on trees. If we have no more trees, what will keep us warm in the winter? If all the trees are lost, most of the animals will die. We should send letters to the government and ask him if he can give us a little money to plant more trees. We should plant 2 or 3 trees every time we cut one down. That way, we will have some more trees left. I hope trees will be saved more often. By Candice Oshelsky.
Mengwe Siwag. One day I was canoeing around a lake when suddenly I saw these strange little people. There were 3 of them. They paddled so fast that I could hardly catch a glimpse of them. It was a big lake, and it didn't take long for them to cross it. I decided to camp close to the rapids near the outlet. There was a waterfall on this rapid, and behind it was a cave. When I was near my destination, I suddenly saw another canoe. This time filled with several people on it. They were traveling so swift that I felt like sitting down when they passed me. Suddenly, their canoe broke in two and they disappeared into the rapids. Shortly after, I heard singing and dancing near the cave behind the waterfall. I got so scared that I ran all along the mountains until I got home. By Arthur Smith, retold by Jody Whiteduck.
Hello, my name is Amy Morin, and I'm going to talk about trees. We shouldn't cut down trees anymore because there will be no more for the future generation to come. We need it for our firewood. We need it for our Christmas trees. Trees give us our school supplies and also our Indian medicine. Also, it provides our shade in the summer. We wouldn't have any homes in furniture. Most of the men on the reserve cut the trees down in order to support their families. They should remember that their children will someday need the trees to support their family. So please think about the next generation.
The Disappearing Baby. Once in James Bay, Donald Namagoose's grandparents went hunting. His grandmother carried him in his cradle board. As they were hunting, his grandmother put him beside a tree. She helped her husband kill a deer. When they came back to the tree, the baby was gone. So they looked through the whole forest. They finally found him at the end of the forest, playing with a strange-looking hat. Since that day, barely anyone went into the forest again. Told by the Crees.
The Little People, told by Eunice DeConti. Once there was a little girl named Leah. She was taking a walk. Suddenly she heard a noise. "Who's there?" she wondered. Leah started walking faster and faster. Suddenly a little man appeared. She screamed. "Who are you?" she asked. "It started to walk to me. I ran the other way. Then I was unconscious. I overcame it. I didn't know what he wanted to say. He needed help. He started to talk to me. "What?" I asked. Then it started to speak a little English. "I need your help." I was stunned. "Why?" He didn't say any more. Then another one came out. He needs your help because Wind Goat took the others. Now we picked you to help us. I was shocked. Why me? We couldn't find anybody else. No, not me. Just bring me back home to my parents. Leah, you can't go back unless you help us. Okay, I'll help you, but you promised to send me back. I promise. We were on our way. Soon we came to a big forest. The trees were really tall, and we were small. Even the grass was taller than us. We were walking toward a big hut. That must be where he stays. We went in and saw the others in a cage. We ran and pulled the cage door. We all ran. I tripped. Windigo picked me up and almost ate me. I picked up a stick and stabbed him in his heart. I fell to the ground. Then we all went. The little people thanked me for their help. And when I went back, it was 2 years more. The End by Eunice DeConti.
End.
The Story of Niggy. Once upon a time, there was this person whom I would call Niggy. He was a loner and he traveled alone. One evening, he came upon a house. Then he had an idea. He decided to spend the night there and go in the morning. He knocked on the door. No one answered. So he went in and crawled into bed. After he heard people dancing and shouting, he peeked out and saw people partying. There were his blankets on the floor. He slipped on them and fell down and got knocked out. The people thought he was dead. They got scared and ran away. Then he woke up and was alone again and ate the food that the people didn't eat.
Hello, I'm Clarity Conti. I'm going to tell you a story about Whiskey Jack. This creature called Whiskey Jack was a living being. He left it until the last moment to decide what he was going to do. To live on. Okay. To look for something to eat. He had nothing at all. He wondered about the matter. He was very hungry. He decided what to do. He would arrange a gathering. He would gather a great number of wild animals. He summoned the partridges and various other birds, such as the ducks. All the large birds came. Then Whiskey Jack got them to dance. He sang. So all the birds that had been summoned began to dance. Dance with your eyes closed. Dance with your eyes closed, Whiskey Jack said. While saying this, Whiskey Jack cut off their heads, but the loon would squinch his eyes to see what Whiskey Jack was doing. He peeked. Then he saw Whiskey Jack cutting their heads off. Then the loon cried out loud. That Whiskey Jack is tricking us, he said. Then off he ran right out of the house. Whiskey Jack kicked him off as he went. And that's why a loon walks so awkwardly now. He was kicked by Whiskey Jack. Later, Whiskey Jack put all the partridges and ducks he killed in a pile of hot sand and buried them to make himself a meal. Later, he nodded his head and went to sleep. When Whiskey Jack woke up, he saw that he was wronged. The fox had been and stolen everything. Now it was his turn to be tricked by the fox. So then Whiskey Jacques set off on his way. He hadn't anything to eat. All he found was small bones and still was hungry. The end.
Big Beaver. What keeps the star running is their hard work. They would not like to run another star. When the star closed down, they would like to go to the bushes. Before running the star, she was righteous in Ottawa for 4 years. What they don't like about the star is the high bills. They never had problems with the customers. They go to other towns to sell their crafts. The store opens at 9 a.m. and it closes at 6 p.m. The store has been open for 20 years. Her and her husband makes a lot of crafts and they exchange with other reserves in Canada. They get lots of customers from fishing season to moose season. They get a lot of customers around the world.
Why I like the reserve. I like the reserve because it's small, also because you could get to meet lots of people at one time. But sometimes I get tired of the reserve, and even sometimes I go to Ottawa. Well, I got to admit that it's fun at both places. If I would move to Ottawa, I would miss the reserve. Karen. Okay.